our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring a special Alexis or Vietnamese breakfast of sticky rice with roasted sesame and ready-made vegan silky ham.
You know what it is?
No, I don't know.
Vietnamese special breakfast. Yeah. This is how it should be cooked. Like, this is a good sticky rice. Yeah?
Yes.
And it's cooked. It's just nice. Not dry. Not wet. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. You can eat it with a bowl, you know, or just plate like this. Prefer plate, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me when, okay?
When?
When? Now you can eat with your choice. I think I also have two scoops. When?
Yes.
I also have enough. When? I have when already. Okay, now. Yeah, you know what to do, right? Yeah, you can choose coconut, sugar, sesame and salt. I just put them separate in case, because maybe different people don't like, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
But in Vietnam, they just mix together, you know, sesame or peanut crust.
Oh.
Yeah, sesame, salt, and sugar all together, and then all you do is just spoon it on top of your rice, and
yes.
It's ready.
Yes.
And after that, you can eat with ham, you know, just more more variety.
Yes.
Or you can eat together with mango.
Mm? Mm.
Yeah, in Thailand, they eat together with mango. Okay, bon appetit.
Thank you. Bon appetit.
Yeah, take your choice. Yeah, I'm also spoiled with choice. What do we have?
Yes.
Let me think. Such a big decision. I think I have sugar, sesame and salt, and coconut milk. Yes. And later I eat some vegan ham, and I drink some tea. Yeah, okay, get some fruit.
That's
you
it.
Take what you need. You sprinkle
yes.
it on top, you know, evenly. Or you could also put aside and dip, you know. Yeah, a little salt, like this. And sesame. Mix the sesame and salt together, as much as you like it.
Ah.
I give people choice. Vietnam, they just mix them all together, and there you are, like it or not, you eat it. No, mostly, when they mix this, it's already very nice. So you don't have to worry so much about it. Okay, bon appetit.
Thank you, you too.
In Vietnam, they just use a spoon to eat, because they eat it with a plate, you know, instead of a bowl. So I just do it as tradition. You have to sprinkle it, or mix it together. All right, we thank God, eh?
Yes.
Thank heaven. Thank all human and animals all involved in this meal. Thank you so much. May everyone have enough food daily.
Amen.
Thank you. Voila.
It is good, Master.
When I was a kid, I went gaga over this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kids, they love this stuff. If you're a kid, would you like it?
I like it now, even.
Sure. Mmm, really nice. I like it now, even, myself. Really cool, huh?
Very nice, yes.
Actually, glutinous rice is not as abundantly cultivated like the normal rice.
Yes.
So it's associated with the festivity and rarity, you know, precious food. So when they have a festival or something, they usually cook like this. Yeah. And this is a food that they cook to offer to someone who is superior to you, or someone like your teacher, or the Buddha, the Buddha statues, or to your spiritual master. Your parents, yeah?
Yes.
To show respect. Because it's a very fragrant and very beautiful rice.
Yes,
that you don't eat this every day.
No.
Yes. You can, of course. In Vietnam we sell breakfast like this. And you can go and eat every day, of course. But we have so many choices, so we don't eat this every day.
Yes.
Do you have this in Mexico? Do people eat this?
Well, I was born in America, so I don't really know too much about whether they eat this in Mexico.
But your mother, does she cook this kind?
Oh, no, she never cooked this for me, no.
So maybe they don't use it in Mexico then?
Perhaps.
Do they have sticky rice in Mexico?
I've never heard of it, actually.
Glutinous rice. Perhaps. We only have it in Asia, huh?
Perhaps.
They're very precious, you know. The Vietnamese people like it a lot. Immediately after the harvest, this kind of sticky rice was still tender, still fresh.
Yes.
It's not dry like what you saw in the packet. It still have the hull around it and green hull.
Wow.
Some little greenish, some little golden.
Yes.
and they would roast it over the fire with a wok.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then they thrust it to make it flat.
Yes.
And of course they separate the whole already. And you just eat it like that. Oh, it's so fragrant.
Wow.
The aroma is incredible. It's new rice like that.
Yes.
Incredible. We will never have this outside of Asia.
Mm.
Maybe we have it, but it's already processed.
Mm.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
Yeah. Maybe if we can go back to Vietnam, I will invite you guys this thing, which is only reserved to farmers, actually.
Mm.
After the harvest, they do it immediately on the fire, you know, and you eat it right there.
Wow.
We just bring the sticky rice, yeah?
Yes.
Other rice, they don't do it. And they even use this to make syrup. Oh, delicious syrup. Yeah, wonderful. And after the harvest, the rice is still wet, even from the dew or from the farm they bring it in. Yeah?
Yes.
They take the hull off by thrusting it. And then they roast it and they roll it. I don't know what they did, but it becomes so flat, like paper, you know? And you just eat it with your hand. One handful after another, you don't want to stop eating. It's really incredible. The aroma is out of imagination. You cannot have it anywhere else. You can't have it in the city.
Yes.
You have to have it right there, next to the field, you know? Mostly the farmer, they have a house in the middle of the field or
yes.
next to the field.
Yeah.
And they just bring it in, like from your front yard. And they proceed to make it right away, right there. Just those handful of workers, you know, enjoy it, and the family.
Wow.
No one else would know these things. Oh, incredible, my God. I always loved it so much. When we're kids, we love everything, of course. But that was really something you won't forget.
Uh-huh.
The sprout of it, they make it into special syrup. Oh, you won't have it anywhere else. It's beautiful, beautiful. Maybe one day I can find it and invite you guys.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if it's the same after the transportation and preservation and all that, and canation, you know, put in a can. I don't think it tastes the same like back home, you know, right next to the field.
Yeah.
When you can still smell the freshly cut rice stalk.
Oh.
Yes. And the roasting of the rice is really making you feel, wow.
Mm.
You forget everything. The hardship of the whole day of harvest. Because sometimes I went to the field and tried to do some harvest with them, but mostly I just mess about, of course.
Yes.
And they like it to have kids around, yeah.
Mm.
And so I also earned some handful of that. I'm also one of the workers, you know. And it tastes really delicious. You can buy that kind of feeling.
Sure.
You can buy that kind of freshness. After a whole day working in the field,
mm-hmm.
when you come home, you eat your own fresh produce and your own labor right there. And when it's cold outside, you know, oh, so nice.
Wow.
Enjoy, continue.
Thank you. You too, Master.
I like to have meal with candle.
Yes.
Hmm? Look nice, no?
Very nice. Master, would you like some tea?
Sure, sure.
There you go.
Okay.
You're welcome.
In Chinese, you don't turn the tip of the teapot toward any person. That means not very polite.
I understand.
I mean, you want to get rid of that person.
Oh.
Enjoy your tea.
Thank you.
Oh, nice, huh?
Nice.
Oh, jasmine tea is really nice.
Yes,
it is. It goes well with this, huh?
Yes.
The sweetness of the sticky rice. And coal. Sticky rice and coal. Yeah, take some more.
Okay,
and dry with coconut milk.
Wow, still hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yes.
But if you want some hotter one, we have a lot in the pot still. I cook 1 kilogram, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, a big household. Try with coconut milk, right?
Yes.
I try also a little bit. But it was okay as is already, yeah, without coconut milk.
Yes.
But in Vietnam, we eat with shredded coconut.
Yeah.
You know, the coconut one is very mature.
Mm.
It has a very hard, protective shell. Yeah. When that shell is already brown and very, very hard. And inside, the flesh of the nut is also hard, you know? Similar to like Brazil nut.
Ah.
Yeah, that's kind of hardness. And you scrape it with a fork, a special thing that may look like a fork.
Mm-hmm.
And then scrape it out shred by shred, and then you eat with this. Ah, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's old and hard, but it's fresh, you see me?
Yes.
Inside it's still always fresh.
Wow.
Wonderful. Now try with coconut milk.
Yes.
Substitute. Mmm, so beautiful, my God.
Yeah.
Coconut milk, but with sugar also.
Oh yes, of course, of course.
Yeah, sugar. And everything else. I do that. I like it rich.
Yes.
I like to live richly. But everything is more fragrant, you know?
Yes.
It's more aromatic.
It's good, it's good.
Just different, right?
Yes, a little different.
You can't say better or not, huh?
No, it's still very good.
Just more rich, just richer in the taste, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the coconut milk.
Yes.
With fresh shredded coconut, it's even better.
Oh.
You can still taste freshness from nature, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Vietnamese, they know how to eat. Okay, would you like to try some of this vegan, huh?
Definitely. It looks good.
Yeah, it does, huh?
Yes.
Doesn't it? You like it with pepper or not? You have to eat the whole thing, like.
Yeah.
Cute, like.
I'm very cute.
You can have some cucumber if you want.
Sure, please.
Yeah, why not? It looks good.
Definitely.
And the mango afterwards, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Wow, we have so much choice, huh?
Oh,
spoiled
yes.
With choice.
Yes.
So you, the Vietnamese, they know how to eat them.
Yeah.
But they love vegetable very much, you know? A lot of vegetable. Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes. Would you like some more tea, Master?
Yes, please. Sure. I really like the jasmine tea.
Yes.
Now and again, especially with the falcon rice, sticky rice.
Yes.
Oh, it really tastes good, huh?
Very nice.
You
yes.
Like jasmine tea?
Oh, I do very much.
Okay.
Yes.
I cook a lot. You guys can eat them, okay? You show them how to eat, the expert there.
Yes, Master.
The first comer.
Yes. You have your sugar there, and you can sprinkle it on, and you have a choice. You can also sprinkle on some sesame and some salt, and you can also add some coconut milk.
There's a lot more in the pot, okay? A lot more for everybody.
Thank you.
Even dogs can have also. Lot. Hey, come in, Holly. Hey, happy breakfast, guys.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. You want to try this? Hey, sit down for a seat. Yeah, that's a good boy. This is sticky rice. Vietnamese diet, and you eat slow, otherwise it's sticking your teeth. You've never had this before. Solo. You're a farmer and you don't have that. You've got to farm all the day, poor boy. Okay, I will give you all, don't worry. Solo, you addicted already? My God. He likes it, huh? We have a lot, Solo. With coconut and all, and sesame, huh? Mmm, try everything, Solo. It's delicious. You don't know. It's really good. Yeah. Oh, he loves it, huh? Solo, you have your meal already, right? He has his meal, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Master, yes.
Just an hour ago.
Yeah. A lot today.
A lot? Oh, and still eat like this? You hungry? Oh, you're always hungry, you big boy. He's big, that's why. And he has to bark a lot to take care of the house, that's why. Yeah? Spend a lot of energy woofing all day. Yeah? You gotta take care of this house. Some people will take the house away, no? That's why I need a lot of food. Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Okay, slowly. I don't know if anybody else like it, but you like it. Mix it. You have to eat just like we eat, okay? There, sesame. Sugar is not too good, but it's okay now and again, huh? Soda, there you are. Sugar. And coconut milk. Yeah. Not a spoon. Oh, wow. You really like it so much? He loves it. How about you guys?
Yes, it's good, Master. Thank you.
Yeah, I know when you guys come in, there'll be a lot of work and dogs and all that, so I ate first. Yum, yum. Wonderful. Oh, I really like it. Hi, so. Wow, you really are good, monkey. You know gourmet food, right? You love it. See that? Look at his eyes. They're like cross eyes. So long. You're funny. They don't give you this ever, right? Nobody eats. Do you have this in Europe? Sticky rice?
No.
Nowadays you import it, but you don't know how to cook this, right? Yeah, that's why I cook it for you guys. Then you know how next time, huh? Okay, Solo, I mix it. I mix it a little bit so it tastes better. Understand? Solo, sit. Good boy.
That's a good seat. A good boy. So smart boy. Understand English and all. Wow. You saw that, huh?
He understood immediately the first day already. Dogs are more smart. Eh? They don't need to go to school, huh? I had to go to school many years to speak English to understand it. He understood right away. Oh, incredible, this dog. Holly, you come in next. Don't worry, okay? I feed this big guy first, huh? He loves... Here you are.
Okay, I give, don't worry.
Under there. You know, I made it burns a little bit. Golden. Ah, it's precious. I'm gonna dig it out. And give you guys some, of course, huh? It's very difficult to have it burn just a little bit like that. And not burn like it's smell burning. Just golden and crispy. Wow, that's Vietnamese. They like it very much. Okay. I give it to other dog now, one by one. Solo, you had it. They make you fat, you know that? I have it now. No, Solo. Everybody eats a little bit, okay? Gosh. You guys. Hey. Goodie, good boy. Here, happy. Oh, you got so much coconut milk. Oh, happy you can. Look at her. She stand up and she took my spoon. Okay, I got another spoon here. Yeah, it's bigger, better. Bigger and better. For me? I'll try, honey. Yeah, love it. Wow, everybody loves it. I'm glad you are Vietnamese dog or what? Benny now. It's Benny. There you go. Take it. Yeah, good boy. And who else? Oh, Bobo. Bobo, my love. Yeah, the handsome shepherd. Yum. Ham it. You fat, you know that? So, take it easy with this. He's a skinny, he can eat more. Huh? Oh my goodness. Like this, I can open a restaurant to cook this just for dog. Look at how my customer liked it, huh? Oh man. I'm telling you, I get famous here, huh? With dogs. Hey, Benny. Just a little bit, just like snacks, huh? Can't eat so much of this dog. My God, what kind of dog? He'll love this so much.
Thank you for being with us today for A Gift of Love.
simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next is Good People, Good Works, right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May you continue to enjoy many more compassionate meals with loved ones.